From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of migrants crossed the border into Austria and Germany Saturday, but thousands more are waiting for their chance. Austria and Germany opened their borders to the migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue into Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said that authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border, specifying that the provision was a one-off. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini warned that the migrant inflow is here to stay and called for a unifying European approach to respond to it.
So we're not talking about a migration, an economic migration flow. In majority, we're talking about refugees towards which we have a moral and a legal duty.
Austrian Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz said that the migrants' plight and the growing human cost was a wake-up call for Europe to resolve its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates have bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen one day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources at hospitals in the capital, Sana'a, said about 24 civilians were killed in the city as a result of the attacks. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in the rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 UAE soldiers dead. This is VOA News.